Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Isis Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and man, woman, in his, her image and likeness, because she desired to, and proclaimed the results as good. To me, that means that we came in perfect and will remain that way no matter how long or how hard our separated egos try to deny it. We, as the created, cannot change what the Creator has ordained as so. As a result of our entrance into the density of materiality, we have forgotten our purpose to be vehicles for the expression of God in the earth plane. As a matter of fact, motivated by our egos, we have made up a new purpose called survival, and not even of the fittest, just survive no matter in what condition. That made-up purpose has caused us to act fearfully with ourselves and unlovingly and competitively toward each other. Hopefully, this little reminder of our true purpose will assuage the fear and allow us to relax and appreciate this glorious game called life. A Course in Miracles reminds us over and over that our human family and what they reveal to us about ourselves is, if we allow it, our salvation. It is important that we learn to appreciate our brothers and sisters for the valuable job of mirroring that they provide. If our lives are not joyful expressions of divinity, something has gone wrong with our thinking. If we align our minds with our higher selves, we will always see what comes before us as an opportunity to learn and heal the sense of separation and alienation that results from aligning ourselves with the impotence of the ego. Remember, where the ego can only see its own emptiness and its attendant need for material acquisition, it sees no value in partnering with spirit. The higher self, however, sees all of the aspects of ourselves as useful. As a learning device and vehicle for movement, the ego body is essential in the plane of manifestation, the world of time and space. The only way one can disregard or mistreat his or her body is not to fully understand its importance as an instrument. If you are not getting enough rest, proper nutrition, and exercise, and thus are tired, sick, or unfit, it is generally because you are not feeling the necessary gratitude that would have you care for its upkeep. Some people take better care of their automobiles, keeping them clean and properly maintained, being concerned about the gasoline they use, etc. They see more importance in their cars as vehicles for movement than they do their bodies and the wealth of experience and healing that having them provides. When aligned with our higher self, we are grateful for the role the ego body plays in our soul's ascension. We understand that individuation managed by the ego is how we are each able to take on separate assignments that contribute to the evolution of the species as a whole. As with the human body, although every cell and organ have individual functions, each part is designed to work together for the benefit of the whole system. I know that we have been taught to forgive and forget others' transgressions, but that implies culpability. We may think that someone has done something bad or wrong to us. However, what they actually did was provide an opportunity for us to give forth something that we are holding in our consciousness that could leave us feeling unloving and thus separated from love. We are each charged with finding a piece of the puzzle that, when placed together, the atonement, will make the whole thing make sense. During the period we call 0 to 7, we are being asked to change our perception from that of being punished for past transgressions to that of being a sleuth on a mission of mercy. We are being asked to contribute to the body of healing that must take place for all of us. Every act of forgiveness has a healing effect on the whole of creation. As we have pointed out, there are so many ways that we can and do allow our egos to keep us sidetracked from the possibility of ascension, remembering our oneness with the creative force. In part two of this work, I have pointed out a few of them for our consideration. Please allow this information to be a reminder to stay awake and connected to the truth of our being, so that we do not desire to take ourselves out of the game before we get the chance to master it.